This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Listening to KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, and KPFT Galveston, 89.5 FM.
I'm the day I went away,
goodbye
was all I had to say.
No,
I want to come again and stay. Smile, and that will mean I'm there. 'Cause I've seen, oh, blue skies through the tears in my eyes, and I realize been the same. Like I'm outside in the rain, free to try and find the game. Cards for sorrow, cards for pain.
The program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
in Galveston and the world. Welcome to the return of sodomy on Saturday nights.
Ta-da!
This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. It's not radio with a twist, it's twisted radio.
That's right. We're the really queer show.
Yes, yes. After a year of no queer radio on Saturdays, and we really mean a year without it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you say over there on Kamox. I listened to 40 minutes of it there. I love the commercial for condoms to make her feel better.
Okay. Her feel better?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Condoms for her pleasure on a gay radio show. At least this time they had ones for a gay club.
Maybe they were talking about putting them on dildos or something.
Oh, no. She was talking about her man.
Oh, okay. And who are you?
I'm Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one. Welcome to Saturday night again, finally. And I must add, I cannot think of a better lead-in show than Hot and Bothered.
We forgot to ask which one was hot and which one was bothered.
Oh, I think they both were.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, Lisa and Courtney. Yeah.
The down thing is now we know people actually listening to the station and know how to operate telephones at this hour of the night.
Oh, yeah. Boy, they better know how. those lines were just lit up the whole time they were on the air.
Yeah. So maybe when we start getting some of our talks there, we'll start getting callers in.
Yeah, so there's more than one show that's talked about rimming.
Yeah. It's
amazing.
We lose our special place.
Oh, well.
They also said blowjob.
Can you imagine?
No. But then again, I guess we can say it's a first for the station where it was a woman talking about gay men.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
We'll keep our distinction that we're the first one of gay men talking about.
Okay, this is not only our first Saturday night, actually Sunday morning, but, you know, Saturday night.
We're not getting into this crap again. This show is Saturday night.
Okay.
No bouncing back and forth. You know, you straddle a fence more than...
Careful.
Pick the politician of the week.
Careful.
Oh, we had this Friday, Saturday night. Like, you're going to move my ass out of this chair.
I know.
And whatever... I'll be nice now, and then
yes.
when you leave the room for 3 hours, I'll say what I want.
No.
I'll start with this list of words you're not supposed to say.
You cannot say those, no. Let's see. We've got a couple of things to talk about. And then, for our After Hours Quickie, we have an evening with the Almost Royals from ICOH. It seems that the Emperor and Empress of ICOH are in Calgary, along with a half a dozen other people or more. Yeah.
I spent the day with a bunch of Minnesotans, so I'm...
Oh.
Surprised I didn't hear a lot of A's.
Minnesota?
We'll now rag on Canada for a while.
Okay,
I got an earful of that on Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, tonight, so. I see.
Well, at least you got an earful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy was on Antiques Roadshow.
Hey!
As one of the exhibits?
Yes.
One of the appraisals?
It's a fraud.
And it's the first time that they had anything on there worth $250,000.
There you go.
There you go. Anyway.
I thought they told you it was a fraud. You've been refurbished too many times.
No.
I personally think you're priceless.
Aww.
They can put a price tag on you. So many have tried, but that's a subject.
And one or two have succeeded.
Yeah. Yes. Let's call up Stanley and see what the value is.
Yay.
Let's see what that real blue book value is.
Probably more of an investment than he ever imagined. Anyway.
Okay, Yahoo is down, so I can't do any of my stuff.
For Sunday, April the 23rd, Messy DeBris birthday bash is going on at Mary's on the patio. Oh, that's going to be scary. That happens at 5 o'clock, benefiting the Wishful Thinking Fund. Messy DeBris, otherwise known as Little John. Then, after that, get your butts over to the BRB for Big, Bold, and Beautiful.
That's some big hair she's got.
Yes, it is. It's Cheyenne. What? What?
That was a song we performed at Louie.
Big, Bold, and Beautiful?
Yeah.
Well, Cheyenne's doing it tomorrow night.
Is it Bold or Blonde?
I don't know.
Oh, that's right, because I heard someone saying they wanted us to do...
She is IPR-22 of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star, and Miss Gay Pride, 2005-2006. This is happening at the BRB, 7 p.m., benefiting the crew of Olympus. Yes. And then, next weekend, Dee Dee DeMarco, who is... not only the Empress of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star, but Mother of Montrose for 2005. And she would like to invite everyone to come out to Mary's on April the 28th at 8 p.m. For a show benefiting the Cult 45s, as this will be the last show before the Mother of Montrose 2006 contest. So this is going to be the last one that she does. And then don't forget, on Saturday, April the 29th, at 8 p.m., the Kindred Spirits Celebration, going on at the Edwin Hornberger Center, 2151 West Holcomb, benefiting women's programs. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Available at Acadian Bakers, DeCapo's, House of Coleman, Keys West, and Meteor. This year's beneficiaries include Assisters and Bearing Support Group, Houston Buyers Club, and Lesbian Health Initiative. Then, the week after that, Mayflowers are in bloom, so it's time for a garden party put on by His Highness Imperial Prince Jim Crawford of Irises. That's happening Saturday, May the 6th at Keys West from 7 to 9. And that's benefiting the Legacy Community Health Services, Body Positive, and AFH Camp Hope through Irises. Now, do you have anything?
Yahoo ain't working right now.
Oh.
All those damn predators out there. They must have jammed Yahoo up.
Well, they jammed something. Yeah. Well, then it must be time for an evening with the Royals.
As Jimmy now tries to sneak into the other room, I've got four mics and two people are hogging the same one. My goodness. We need divas in there. You know, grab the mic to your own. I know Sarah can handle a mic. So I'll put on all the mics, figure out. As we hear the lovely squeaking noises.
Is that one working too? Hello.
So, oh, there we go. You're in now. You're in, Jimmy. Remember, we're on Saturday nights, and remember the shows that are on before us?
Hot and Bothered?
Well, no, before Hot and Bothered. The mix, Solar Grooves.
Solar Grooves, yes.
So that's why when you first started to talk, your mic wasn't working because they still had the turntable set up.
Oh, okay. Yes, they happen to do that.
They mix their own music. And
they do.
So we've got to remember that. We have to push those other little buttons now.
Yeah. Mic. From 9 until midnight, you should be listening to KPFT because that is one of the hottest shows, music shows on the air. They do original mixing right here.
And that's why it was in TT mode. But then again, so were you, so it should have been producing there.
Is that anything like 419 Love It, L-O-V-E-T-T?
Well, that's been one of your trademarks for the century that you've been on the air.
Okay.
Evening with the Royals.
Yes, Sarah and Craig are here.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
Hi, Jimmy.
Now, we're talking about semi-royals tonight, aren't we?
Yes, we're semi-royals. I'm here with Sarah, our Duchess, and I'm the Grand Duke.
Okay. So you're grand and you're not?
Correct.
Gotcha.
He thinks he's grand.
Are we talking price tags again?
Well, half our court's gone to Calgary for their coronation.
I know it.
Somebody has to step up to the mic.
Somebody does.
No pun intended.
Mm.
I'd like to start off by talking about the Wednesday jukebox show that's coming up. We have a Wednesday jukebox show every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock at Mary's.
Or it's so.
9:30, yeah, 9:20, 9:45.
9, whenever enough people show up, right, we're going to make some money.
9-ish, emphasis on the
9-ish. 9-ish is right.
Ish.
Exactly. And we'd like to encourage everybody to come. You basically pick a number on the jukebox, and it's your turn.
It's your turn, mm-hmm, yes.
That's how.
Unless you're a live singer like Craig and I.
Yeah.
Well.
Then we bring our own music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
or if you're the Empress.
Or
if you're the Empress, you can do anything
pretty
you
much
want.
Pretty
yeah
much.
Then as she so often tells us, Your Majesty.
Thank
Your
you
Majesty. That's right.
It's good that you added that in there, you know. She has eyes and ears everywhere.
Oh,
she may
yeah
be in Calgary right now, but
on her
she'll
computer
hear about it
listening.
The head also did dip in reverence.
Yes.
It did.
Yes, it did.
Thank goodness we didn't curtsy. But then we've got a show coming up on the 30th at Keys West.
Mm-hmm.
It's by our Gemini Empress, Chanel herself. It starts at 7 o'clock. We're also bartending on the 30th at EJ's.
Mm-hmm.
All of the tips that we get go to the Lazarus House.
Yes.
That is mm-hmm our beneficiary this year,
mm-hmm,
and we're working really hard to help them out.
Lazarus House is a exercise and nutrition center for people with wasting disease that happens through HIV, AIDS, cancer, multiple
yes
sclerosis. Or
they do a phenomenal work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They really, really do.
Actually, you know, and there's even a woman there who has been in an automobile accident, and she was paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been going for about a year, and she's got a lot of her mobility back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just from working with those folks.
It's an amazing place.
It is. It is.
It's one of those places, once you see, you really understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I've been trying to gain weight for 10 years. I've been trying to get above 130. And after being there, after being there for 2 months, I finally made it.
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes. Finally made it. So,
Jimmy's
yeah
definitely one of the success stories.
So far. It's hard work.
It is hard yeah work.
They push you.
Good.
Oh, you can't get away with anything over there. As soon as you can just, you know, lift those weights without fainting, you know, they add some more weight.
Right.
You know, yeah, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of weights, have I told you about studs with studs?
Ooh, I've got a little one of those that I...
well, I've got a big
and
one of
and
those.
And I'm taking this home and I'm keeping it. Because this one on the end is you.
It is. Yeah. It's me, I think. If you squint your eyes and turn down the lights, it looks
well
just like me.
If you want to know what we're talking about, you can stop by Mary's and look inside the door, and there will be a poster about studs with suds.
Our hoses are ready.
Yes. And this is... What is this?
This is... The male line of our court has mm-hmm a car wash to raise more money, and we're going to be doing it on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be in EJ's parking lot. It's from 11 to 4.
Okay.
And it's a $5 donation, and our studs with suds will wash your car.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
As you heard him say, it's the male line, so I'm just going to sit here and be quiet.
Yes, yes.
Although,
and so what are the older, less fortunate-bodied people of ICOH supposed to do?
Sit in the chairs on the side and watch.
Oh, okay, okay.
Our female line has something, too, that they do, Sarah, right?
Yeah, but that's not... Denbin definitely scheduled, so I'm not throw anything out there yet. Although we have a car wash that's going to be coming up, but we haven't definitely scheduled it. Although within ICOH we have a little group of then we call ourselves the Luxury Ladies.
Yes,
Chanel Cartier and her Luxury Ladies,
yes.
And we actually are having an event. It's going to be at the BRB on May the 7th,
mm-hmm.
There's going to be hors d'oeuvres, I believe, starting at 7 p.m., and we're going to have the show starting at 8:30. It's going to be an evening of high heels,
big hair, high drama, and high
drama
heels
and high drag, and all that, and walk the runway, and all kinds of fun stuff.
I see.
It should be a little bit frightening and a little bit entertaining, and we're hoping to make it a really big event. As a matter of fact, that we are going to be selling tables for it. It's $100 a table that seats four people.
Oh, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, it's going to be a big deal. A lot of fun things are planned.
Oh.
You know, speaking of the Luxury Ladies, mm-hmm, a very dear friend of yours, Jimmy, and my 12-year-old wife, Judy Reeves,
yes.
happens to be the madam.
The madam. Correct. Yes, she is the head
madam.
Bitch. And she has the pin to
she
prove it.
She does have the pin. My lovely wife and I gave her that pin, so yes, she has earned that pin.
In rhinestones, it says bitch. And she wears it proudly.
She does, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So any of you people that know she's in Calgary this weekend, you can go ahead and tell her we talked about her on the radio, because she knows, and she's proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me if they're not recording this.
Tell me.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty. Yes. Now, we've all three said it. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Okay.
And then we follow that show with our cabaret and show at Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
We have that on the second Monday of May. It's the 8th. And we bring in food, and it's open to anybody that would like to come and eat. It's all by donation.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Cause,
it is fun.
You know, Monday night comes, and, you know, you're just... resting up from the weekend, and who wants to cook dinner?
Exactly.
Nobody.
So stop by Cartier's Cabaret, mm-hmm. and for what, $5 or so?
Yeah.
Well, it's open to donations, and
yeah.
so we, you know, $5,
okay.
$50, whatever.
Yeah.
Credit card.
We're happy to take whatever you'd like to give.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, they've upped it.
Well, we found out someone knows how to cook.
Yeah, because it's really good food, and you mm-hmm. get a show with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things coming up in May, too, that's always a favorite of mine is Camp Hug.
Oh, yeah.
Last mm-hmm. year, our beneficiary was Camp Hope, which is a mm-hmm. part of Camp Hug, and that always is a big part of what ICOH does every
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
Our emperor has just returned from Africa.
Yes.
Correct.
He was dealing with the children there. And
Botswana.
Mm-hmm. Botswana, that's true. As a matter of fact, he left Africa, flew to, I think, New York, then flew to Houston, got on another plane, switched luggage, and flew straight to Calgary.
Yes.
40 hours worth of flying.
God.
He's a better man than I am.
Tell me. Tell me. Hey.
But it's always fun. They do a tremendous work for those children, mm-hmm. and the children will just absolutely rip your heart just out mm-hmm. of your chest. They love it
yeah.
so much. It's incredible.
Last year was my first year at Camp Hug, and it was just, it's an amazing experience.
It's
unlike anything you can ever possibly imagine. Just seeing all those kids and the looks on their faces when the buses all pull up and everybody's waiting on them to get off the buses, and I'm sitting there supposed to be taking pictures and tears are coming out of my eyes, and all of a sudden I went, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be taking pictures, and I'm running around. It's just amazing, though, just to see them in that weekend and the experience that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty phenomenal.
That is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so what else is going on?
Well, we've got...
Did you mention that the studs with suds...
Jimmy's stuck on the
is
studs.
Is at the EJ's parking lot?
Yes, I did.
From 11 till 4 on Back Sunday, April the 30th?
Mm-hmm.
April the 30th, perhaps.
Yes.
I didn't say that. Did you say studs with suds?
Yes.
Did you say their hoses were ready?
I forgot about their hoses.
Yeah, their hoses are
ready. And I know that's hard for you to believe that I could forget about these guys' hoses.
Jimmy, is that back where the EJ's parking lot's dirt? You know me, I'm the cynical one of the show, and it's like...
Oh, you want to see them rolling in the mud, is that it?
No, I just figure, you know, someone's going to sit there, get their car cleaned, and they're going to spin out, their car's going to get all dirty, and they'll have to come back around.
Well, that's their angle, I think, to make more money.
I see, okay.
But, you know, the mud wrestling is an okay idea
yeah,
as well.
Tell me.
Something to keep in mind for a future fundraiser.
Studs with suds and studs with mud.
Yeah. There we go.
Either one works
there
for me.
There we go.
It's just one more of the things that the Space City Empire does to help raise funds for those in our community that need the help.
Did you mention that they can buy their tickets beforehand?
You can buy them beforehand. We'll be selling tickets this weekend at EJ's from 4 to 8 on the patio bar.
Oh, because you and Eric will be...
Eric and I will be bartending, Lord Eric of the Court.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a habit of taking off his clothes, I think.
I know, I know. Just...
Random acts of nudity at EJ's? The hell you say?
Yeah, liquid
the oddest
just,
thing.
Just kind of falls from the corner of my mouth, and I don't understand that.
Although I will
that's
say,
normal, Jimmy.
You know, I'm a lesbian.
Yes.
But, you know, I kind of want to look. So.
Oh, let me tell you. But
for all of you gay men out there that haven't been, it's worth the trip.
Because he's got the puffiest chichis I have ever seen.
Oh, my. I'm blushing.
Yeah, you should.
I am blushing.
Because it's all your fault.
It is all my fault. I brought his name up.
And Jimmy will help bring something else up.
Yes. Well,
but
no.
Yes, you can get tickets to it there.
Yes.
And you can get it from any male line member.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually get it the day of the car wash.
Well, that would be convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm sure we will have room to fit your car in.
I'll bet.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow. Yeah. So what else you got?
Well, looking at the calendar, mm-hmm. we told you about the jukebox night every Wednesday night.
Every Wednesday.
We have a special jukebox show coming up this coming Wednesday.
Oh.
The male line versus the female line in our court has what we call an apprentice show. And we've had contests and the male line have won.
Mm.
So there will be a dinner at Mary's at starting at 8 o'clock at, before the jukebox show, and it's open to the public.
Oh.
We are accepting donations.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely accepting donations.
Okay. And the best part about it is that the female line has to do the cooking and the serving.
Yeah.
And take the guff.
Mm-hmm. There's a good reason why the male line won that month, though.
Oh,
yeah, they sold the most stuff.
No, the reality is, right now, we have a much stronger male line than we do have female line.
That's so strange.
It really is. But, I mean, that's the reality of it. We have a very much stronger male line than we do female line. And so, there's...
Where are all the drag queens?
I don't know. Under a rock or something.
They're in Calgary.
They're all... I think everybody has very demanding jobs right now, so it's limiting their time and availability to help out.
I
things.
See. Okay.
Yes, that's one of the things people don't realize about the organization is that it is a dollar at a time and it's all volunteers.
Sure.
These people all have real jobs that pay their normal bills and
mm-hmm.
We end up, you know, somewhere at the end of the year hoping to give away $30,000 to $35,000 to the charities.
Yeah.
And it's a dollar at a time.
Absolutely.
Yep. Sure is.
It's you don't have someone walk up and hand you $10,000 to give away.
No.
So it's a lot of hard work but a lot of fun getting there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of camaraderie.
Yeah.
And drama and bitching and, you know, like any other family.
You know, I forgot to tell everyone, this Sunday morning at Mary's,
yes,
we are having breakfast.
Like, tomorrow morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
After we go to bed. You get up at 10 o'clock in the morning.
We're going to have Southern biscuits and gravy.
No kidding.
Southern biscuits and gravy. We're going to have different kinds of fruit, muffins, all kinds of cereal.
That's at Mary's at 10 o'clock.
Mary's correct. At 10 o'clock.
Cool.
So, see, you should come have breakfast.
Are you kidding?
No, I am not kidding.
Just have some coffee.
I will be here until 4 o'clock, and then I have, you know, all this adrenaline is pumping, and I go home and go back to eat, and I'm up until about 7 or 8 in the morning.
We'll just stay up a little longer.
But we
she wants to kill me.
We've actually started doing that every Sunday.
Yeah.
At Mary's. They have breakfast and they open at 10 now instead of noon. And they serve breakfast mm-hmm. and then serve drinks.
And I see a waitress doing the breakfast.
Correct.
We are.
Cool. Every week it's a little bit different selection of mm-hmm. breakfasts depending on what we're...
Oh, yeah. I was there for last Sunday because that was our last Friday night show here.
Right.
So I was available.
Mm-hmm.
And it was breakfast tacos,
mm-hmm.
sausage and bacon and chorizo, and boy, they were good. Good.
It's very good.
Yeah. So, sausage, so you're having...
Biscuits and gravy.
Ooh, that's Southern, isn't it?
Yes, homemade biscuits and gravy, too.
Oh, get her. She's getting up to make mm-hmm. biscuits?
Not this one. I was sleeping, thank you.
Well, you know, when your empress is away, you have to fill in.
Right.
And I see.
So I'm stepping in for the people that normally would do that.
Okay.
The boy of Montrose, who's also in our court.
That's right, and he's up there, too.
He's in Calgary also, so I'm stepping in for him.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
We'll see. Okay.
It either will be good or it won't.
It will be good. It will be very good. Thank you so much for being here for an evening with the almost royals.
Right. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah,
it
good.
It has been. Thank you very much.
Now, I know that Chris has got a song. Which one is it?
Well, the multiple nominated, this is what, the Glammas?
Yeah, no, Out Music
Out
Awards.
Music. Sorry, the other ones. I love it when you've got two different things there for the same.
No. The Glammas are no more. They went out of business.
Oh,
yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
This is, we've played it a lot, and it's received 4 nominations in the Out Music Awards. Outstanding Debut Recording Male, Outstanding Music Video, which you go to his website, you will find his mm-hmm. music video. Outstanding CD graphic design
mm-hmm.
and Out Song of the Year. It is Kevin Cahoon Doll, and this is After Hours.
Hey, Kevin, I wrote
I think he plays with dolls.
I think he plays with dolls. Yes, they do. Kevin Cahoon.
And if you go to his website, you'll see what kind of a doll he is, and I wouldn't mind playing with him. I kind of laugh at that. I ride the short bus. But
yeah, that's a funny line.
That is Kevin Cahoon. His website is Kevin Cahoon, and that's C-A-H-O-O-N is the name of the album. I don't know, was he on here for another song?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know, the ones... When I looked through here before, the one song jumped out, I thought it was his, but... I thought I saw Fashionista on here.
I don't know.
I'll have to look again.
Okay.
But one of the Out Music nominees. We've got a couple others here, and some that you have heard, and of course, you only hear Out Music... And definitely Out Music on a Saturday night. It's going to be here.
Yes.
Not over there on CC Station.
Yes. All queer, all the time.
Although they played artists I hadn't heard of before. And they said, actually, it was decent music. I was, expecting like I heard before of, the popular, the mainstream one. Even if you don't listen to that kind of music normally that you've heard of.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of these people, but it sounded interesting. I'll give them that much.
Okay.
It's peppy music. It ain't queer music.
But.
It's peppy.
There you go.
This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get hold of Christopher for Black on Black segment.
I know.
Which means I guess I can go a whole month without without his theme song running through my head for 3 weeks.
It's a great theme.
It is.
Song.
And I told him, I said, it's a lovely song, and it works great. But, I've caught myself after a black-on-black segment for the next 2 weeks at work, sitting there just walking around going, welcome to the colored section.
Yeah, I know.
Fortunately, the diversity where I worked before wasn't that much, so see people looking at me like, what the hell are you saying?
Yeah, really.
We've gone from Royalty to royalty.
Yes, we have. Yes, sitting next to me right now is the recent past empress of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star, Jackie Thorne.
Yeah, thank you. I'm the dowager this year.
Yes.
Which means I can have all the fun and none of the responsibilities.
You look so much more relaxed.
as I told people, back in January, my God, I've got my life back. But then, of course, I immediately dove into tax season. So
yes.
Really, it was last Monday that I finally got my, or this Monday. That I finally got my life back on the 17th of April. I came by. Basically, we had the state turnabout show.
Mm-hmm.
All seven courts from the state of Texas get together, and it rotates throughout the seven courts.
No, we're talking about the international court system.
Yeah, the international court
members,
system, exactly.
Yes. Which ICOH is not a member.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. They're more than welcome to come and participate, and just as we're welcome to participate in their events and so forth.
Oh, yes.
But anyhow.
Yeah, we all know each other.
Oh, yeah. We've been friends for too long.
I know it. I know it. And both of the organizations do relatively the same thing. They raise money dollar by dollar.
Exactly. But anyhow, the turnabout show is the one time a year as far as the statewide. Now, of course, each court has their court turnabout show.
Yeah.
And I want to say that Houston's is sometime in September, I think. I don't even know if it's been scheduled yet. But anyhow, this was the statewide one.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in addition to being Empress last year, I was also Mr. State Turnabout.
Oh.
So I gave up my title tonight, and we had Mr., Miss., and Ms. State Turnabout.
Yes.
And I haven't quite got my mind wrapped around how you have a Ms. Turnabout.
Yes. How does that work?
But anyhow, what we did, there were no contestants, so what we did was we awarded to Sona Alton from the Legacy.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And, but the two, Mr. and Ms., or Miss., turnabout for state of Texas for 2006 are the past Emperor and Empress of Austin, Gigi LaRouche, a.k.a. John Bashar, and he did a fabulous talent number, dance and singing and so forth like that. And then his counterpart, Greg Dodson, Kiki, won the Miss State Turnabout and did a great number Rolling on the River.
Proud Mary.
Yeah, Proud Mary.
Yeah.
And, with backup and the whole nine yards.
Nice.
Anyway, it was fabulous. But it was an excellent competition. We had 10 contestants on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I commented to Didi DeMarco, Danny Harris. I said, I am damn glad, one, I'm not competing this year, and secondly, I'm glad I'm not a judge.
Yeah.
You know, because there were some good talent tonight. But we raised several hundred dollars. I didn't stay long enough to find out what the total was, but I saw them, wrapping $50 wrappers around about half a dozen of them.
That's a good sign.
So it looked like probably $400 to $500, something
good.
Like that. I'm sure it'll be out on the internet tomorrow morning.
That's great.
But we had a good show. And then, of course, as you've already announced, I'll be, once I get my ragged butt out of bed in the morning, I probably won't make it to the breakfast.
No, I don't want to.
But I should probably make it down to Mary's by 5 o'clock for the debris show.
Yeah, messy
debris.
Then
from there over to BRB for Cheyenne show.
Absolutely.
Which is, you know, which is helping out the crew of Olympus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I, you know, I really, really have been proud of. Christopher Garrett, who was my emperor last year, and myself,
mm-hmm.
had a really super relationship with the crew of Olympus. I mean, you know, we worked for them, they worked for us, mm-hmm. and it was just absolutely fantastic. Floyd and Richard were two of the most wonderful people, and they deserve all the praise and glory of having been King and Queen of Olympus last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't do so bad as Empress last year. As a matter of fact, dollar-wise, I think you set a record.
As far as the money that we gave out for our RAIN charities, mm-hmm. which were, of course, they're now combined into the Legacy, but at the time it was the Montrose Clinic Women's Program and the Assistance Fund Insurance Program, and we gave out right at $35,000 for the, you know.
That's pretty damn,
you know,
good.
Yeah, and that doesn't count all of the direct benefits that
you have throughout the year. Yeah.
So we came up probably pretty close to $50,000 when all said and done. And then, of course, if we could have gotten the paperwork, I sat down with Christopher right after we were elected,
mm-hmm.
And they always send us up to our bedroom to. No, not for that. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I wouldn't mind with Christopher, I'll tell you.
But, to resolve all the things, you know, okay, what's the rain going to be called, and what's the theme going to be, and all this kind of good stuff.
Sure.
And it was one of those things, after we got sitting down talking for about 20 minutes, they gave us an hour, after about 20 minutes, I kind of scratched my head and I thought to myself, wait a minute, have we got, twins that were separated at birth here? Because everything he wanted to do, everything I wanted to do,
it worked real well
together. But I said to him at the time, I said, my goal for our RAIN 21, is to try and raise $100,000. And he said, That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
But the thing about it is, we were able to raise close to $50,000 in cash,
mm-hmm.
and if we had been able to get the paperwork straightened out, we had a donation from Toys R Us and several of their suppliers,
mm-hmm.
of roughly $50,000 of toys, in kind contributions that would have gone through and would have made the $100,000 that we were looking at.
So, wow.
But, of course, the toys win. We just didn't get credit.
Right, right.
But, which is, the whole idea is to get it to the people that need
it. That's right. That's the whole idea. Yeah.
The one thing I have found rather interesting is this year's beneficiary, rather than being two, mm-hmm. One for each of the emperor and empress, they came together and joined on a choice of the Camp Hope,
mm-hmm.
For this year. And so we're...
It's such a worthwhile organization.
Oh, it definitely is, yeah. And
have you been to the Camp for All where they have it?
I have not been. I've talked to Mark about it.
Oh, my God, it's worth the trip.
Yeah, and one of the things that I'm hoping to do, now that I've got a little bit of time, mm-hmm. And I don't have to be everywhere, for all the events and stuff, but sometime in September or early October, what I want to do is I've got some contacts and so forth, and I want to get together and set up out at the Farm and Ranch Club, mm-hmm. a charitable evening, using some of the non-GLBT people to attend and contribute to it.
Yeah.
And I think that with the beneficiary being Camp Hope, that we will have a good chance of success. And I think so too.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000 that one night.
If for something like that, they could probably, you talk to Mark, do a kind of a slideshow, mm-hmm. and show the camp to the audience.
Yeah.
Because once you see that, it's just the most amazing thing. Everything is wheel accessible, including the pool,
mm-hmm.
and the treehouse.
Yeah. Well, what I want to do is, you know, something like that as well. Of course, I want to have handouts to start with, mm-hmm. you know, before the people even get there, so that, you know, to encourage them to attend. And then I'm hoping that we can get a, you know, shows are, quotation mark, supposed to be open, but because of time constraints, what I'm wanting to do is have representatives from, you know, Eresus, ICUH, the Crew of Olympus, and about, you know, about an hour-long show, because that's about all they can take. You know, we enjoy this
stuff. Yeah, we can go an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever.
We can go
whatever.
A couple hours.
Yeah.
You know, the breeders have problems with it. You know, after about an hour, their attention span lags. So, anyhow, as I say, you know, if I can pull that off, of course, all that money would go to Camp Hope as well. So.
You just have to talk drag queens into doing one number.
One number, right, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, actually, in a way, when, you know, last year, when I was in charge of shows and so forth like that, I tried to get enough people there at the shows so that everybody just had to do one number. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that they didn't have to worry about changing clothes. And they could enjoy, you know, they did their number, and then they could enjoy the rest of the show.
And
not have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And it really, to me, it went over well, because I found that when people do a second or a third number, the audience quits tipping. You know, they say, okay, I'll tip you the first time.
I saw you. I tipped you before.
So
it can be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, again, it's a nature of the beast in the way that we raise money that we get out there and we want to be on stage.
Sure.
God knows. I mean, you know, the ICUH and Eresus both are, you know, hell, we're,
well,
you know,
the,
we're
you
all
know,
performers.
That's right. And you spend enough time putting up the face on and getting the hair on, you mm-hmm. want to do at least two numbers, get some mileage out of it.
Yeah.
But not all shows are peopled with ICUH members mm-hmm. or Eresus members. And we're used to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, when I first came out back in 1982 at the old Exile mm-hmm. down on Bell Street, little Bobby, Rudy Castillo, was the show director down there. Uh-huh. And he would have, you know, like five performers, you know, four plus himself.
Mm-hmm.
And you would do four numbers.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Four
numbers. It started right at 10 o'clock. I mean, it was none of this, you know, 10:30 and so forth. Again, I mean, you know, and Rudy was, you know, Rudy was good about that, because you were there at 10 o'clock, ready to go on with your music and your costumes and everything else, or you didn't go on the first round, you know. And the second thing that he taught us was, you know, you leave the attitude outside the door.
Oh, yeah.
And he was one of the best as far as Timmy Wynette. I mean, he was outstanding.
Yeah.
And I learned so much from him. But the thing about it was, I remember one night that we were down there, and some guy from, I don't know, somewhere up in the Northeast came mm-hmm. came wandering in from, he was staying at the Hyatt Regency mm-hmm. Downtown there, and somehow or other he wandered into the club there, and he's not gay, he's straight, but he thought it was fabulous. And of course, I had gotten to talking with him a little bit before the show and explaining what we were doing and so forth like that, and I asked him, I said, well, you know, is there any kind of music you like? He said, oh, yeah, I love country music.
Oh.
Well, hey, for me, that was what I did. And so I asked him, what do you like? And so he gave me a name of four, five, six songs, and I just happened to have them on my tapes and stuff, and I gave them to Tuesday Holiday, who was the DJ there, and I did those. And every time I did a number, he tipped me a $20 bill.
Whoa!
And, I mean, I walked out of that bar with over $100 that night. So, but, you know, that was one of the other things. You know, as far as why we do what we do,
mm-hmm. Yeah, those were the old days when you
kept the
tubes.
Those were the old days, yeah. But it was back in the days, you know, 82, 83, 84, mm-hmm. you know, when age was, you know, in the back of everybody's mind, yeah. and but yet we still didn't really know what the heck it was. Yeah. And I remember probably one of the very first age benefit shows that was held down there at the Exile, and Tuesday Holiday, who was the DJ, was the MC that night. And she made the comment. She said, you know, this is going to be different because the girls don't get to keep their tips tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to contribute it, their time, talent, everything else. And it's going to Age Foundation Houston, which is mm-hmm. a, you know, age support group.
That was that's when it was fairly new.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, 1984. I mean, yeah. you know, as I said, you know, still at that time, people really didn't know what the heck it was.
I think they were calling it GRID.
GRID, yeah, yeah.
Gay-related immune deficiency.
Yeah, yeah. But she said, you know, we have approached the Red Cross, we've approached the United Way, and she said, they don't have anything to do with us because we're gay.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, so we've got to do for ourselves, for yep. our own community. And that has stuck with me for, God, what, 22 years now. And
yes.
That has been the incentive, a motivation for me, because, you know, I am so grateful for my good health. And of course, like you, I have lost so very, very many friends to age, particularly, you know, back in the days before they had the cocktails and the inhibitors and the rest of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's been a real motivating factor for me, just as it has been, I'm sure, for a lot of the others.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And nowadays, it's such a rare occurrence that there's a show where the performers get to keep the tips that people who aren't from the old times don't understand that. What do you mean they get to keep their tips?
Of course, I'm sure ICUH has the same thing.
Yeah.
I know Orisha's has. We have one show right before coronation where the performers keep their tips.
That's
but of course,
right.
the problem with that is, you know, you go to the show and you wind up, you know, everything that you take in, you wind up giving it out
to
the rest
back.
Of them.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
that's right.
You know, so you kind of break even, you know.
Well... Yeah. That's a break-even night, then.
Exactly.
It doesn't cost you stuff. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Well, I'd like to thank you, Bernie, having me on tonight.
You know, I would love to have the Empire, the Royal Sovereign, and Imperial Court of the Single Star on at least once a month.
Yeah. Well, I will, you know, get with Ronnie and Dee Dee.
Please.
And, of course, our PR person mm-hmm. who... I'm thinking it's Shafonda, but I may be wrong on that. But anyhow, I will get with them and see if we can't get somebody down here at least once a month you know, on a regular basis for you.
You know, it's just 15, 20 minutes from about 1:15 to 1:30. You have plenty of time to leave for last call.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I usually, I don't know about the rest of them, but I usually try to stop drinking about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, give me an hour to sober up.
There you go. Before you start driving home.
Yeah, and then, of course, I'm sitting here looking at this clock at 1:57.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock when the bars close and all the, all the drunks get out on the road, and I usually go find a place to hide for about 30 minutes until about 2:30. Which is one of the things I loved about coming down here, because, you know, I'd come down here and I wouldn't leave till 2:30 or so, and by that time, you know, the cops had pulled over all the drunks and so forth like that.
Well,
and
you can still do it just on Saturday night instead of Friday night.
Exactly.
We're back on Saturday night where we belong.
For me, this is really much more convenient on Saturday night, Sunday morning mm-hmm. than it was, Friday night and Saturday morning, you know. Hell, half the time I forget that, you know, that it was, you know.
I know. Because we've been here for 18 and a half years, mm-hmm. and except for this last year, we've always been on Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday
and that's
night,
what
Sunday morning.
People
exactly.
are used to, and even all that time that we were on Friday night, I could never get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was always getting my days mixed up because after hours was Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And now, there's a fantastic show that mm-hmm. comes on right before hours.
Oh,
it's
did
you hear that?
Yeah, I was listening to it on the radio
Hot and Bothered
in the car
show?
There.
Oh.
Yeah, and One of the things that struck me was this, the gal was talking about, I don't know whether she was pregnant or what the deal was, but, you know, she had somehow or other got roped into, going to one of these religious organizations, and this woman came in with a Bible in her hand and, you know, just basically, you know, browbeat her to death, you know, about having the baby and all of this stuff. And I, you know, hey, these people need to get a life.
Absolutely. Get out of my sex life.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, Everett Dirksen, I think, you know, is a Republican senator from, I want to say, Indiana or someplace, somewhere up there.
Minnesota or something like
that. But anyhow, he made the comment one time. He said, you know, the federal government has three purposes in life. He said, defend my shores, deliver my mail, and stay the hell out of my off my back.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, and unfortunately, you know, again, I'm somewhat conservative in some areas and liberal in others politically. But to me, the federal government is involved in so cotton-picking many things that it has absolutely no business being involved in.
Man, right now they're not really checking our shores. They're reading our mail, and they're way up our back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they are. Yeah. They are.
It's ridiculous.
Well, you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on good old KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, KPFT Galveston, 89.5 FM. And I'm going to say goodbye to Jackie.
Thank you.
And we've got another out music.
Another out music. I'm going to go through our list, our book, or in our what music we have here. Mm-hmm. I know we've got a couple of these other artists. We have one other CD that we have that's an out music. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you want to find out about the music we are playing tonight, I am typing it in as we speak on the After Hours MySpace spot. If you go to MySpace.com at After Hour, MySpace.com/AfterHoursKPFT, you will find by the end of the show a listing of tonight's playlist, and if I can find it on here, you will have links to the artist website.
Wow, fantastic.
Check that out if you want to find out where.
One thing while you're talking about this. Last weekend, I did the song, Frosty the Pervert.
I can't think of his name.
Oh, it's fabulous, you know. But, you know, it's just definitely, you know, and of course there's about a dozen more songs on that CD.
He's got that really
I'll have to get you that one. I don't know whether you can get away with playing that one or not on the on the radio.
We can beep out a couple of words.
Let you listen to it, you know, for around Christmas time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the artist we're going to play right now is Nunez.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
Nunez is nominated for Outstanding New Recording Band. And I'm not sure if it's the CD title, because unfortunately the CD title and the number one song on there is one and the same. So
I see.
We're going to play one and the same. It is Cry Mercy from Nunez. This is After Hours.
I know whatever Well, here's one. Become what you've always wanted to be. Your new body awaits you at gym.
Great.
Is there something wrong with your old thing?
Right here.
Okay. This is it. Page 37, our local gay newspaper. Laser hair removal. Prices starting at $99. Botox, collagen, Symetra, microderm abrasion, laser treatment for wrinkles, dark marks, unwanted tattoos, red faces, and broken blood vessels. Mole removal, glycolic chemical peels, acne, facials, eyelid surgery, brow lift, facelift, scar revision.
Scar revision. That's interesting.
You are the soul you make yourself.
You are the soul you make yourself.
You are the body you were born with. yourself.
You are the soul you make
was a Sunday night in Taylor Town. When my mama asked, baby, how do you get down? I was so scared, didn't know what to say. What would she do if she knew I was that way? That way. At first I figured it'd be no surprise, but she didn't have a clue and I couldn't lie. So I faced my fear and swallowed my pride. When I confirmed her rumor, she almost died. She said, hey boy, what you gonna do? What you gonna do with the whole world against you? Hey boy, what you gonna do? What you gonna do to you? It's tough being a gay boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the whole world rejects you? My emotions went up in flames. That was the night that I became a B-I-T-C-H. Working in total control of himself. B-I-T-C-H. And I'm total control. B-I-T-C-H. Working in total control of himself.
It's not well now.
Went to school the next morning with an attitude. Had a chip on my shoulder, I refused to move. Wasn't just their world, it was my world too. And if you thought any different, I had no problem saying f*** you. And I said it with pride, cause my sexuality don't define my life. Still they tried to break me and tarnish my name, but I still heard my mama's words in my brain, saying, hey boy, what you gonna do? What you gonna do with the whole world against you? Hey boy, what you gonna do? What you gonna do for you? It's tough being a gay boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the whole world rejects you? Just as sure as I know my name, that was the night that I became a B-I-T-C-H. Boy is in total control of himself. B-I-T-C-H. I got total control. B-I-T-C-H. Boy is in total control of himself. B-I-T-C-H.
It's my world now.
Got total control.
In the one sky, there are billions of stars. Each one is different, but they're all beautiful. Don't you let nobody steal your shine. I was only 16 when I found mine. Okay?
What?
All right, we are back.
Good music, good queer music.
Well, yeah, because what we're doing is we're kind of paying tribute to the Out Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
So in that set, we started off with a nominated song slash album, and that was Nunez and Cry Mercy.
Right.
Then we played a couple of artists that are nominated. Mark Weigel.
Yes.
He's nominated in an Outstanding New Recording Male for Soul Sex.
This man, Mark Weigel, has put out so many CDs. I know I've got at least a half a dozen. And I don't have this new one.
And he's also for Outstanding Songwriter for Soul Sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, since we didn't have that, we played Love Your Body Like It Is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a nice, peppy, dancey song with a terrific message.
Well, you know, the reason I had to play this, and I may be breaking rule on this, but I'm doing the seminar today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. And one of the parts we were talking about was body image.
Yes.
And when you came back from one of the breaks, they were supposed to be playing that song. You know, it's set up on the screen what you're listening to, and they weren't playing it. I got ready to yell at the guys going, "Would you play the damn song?" So I had to get some in somehow.
They didn't. They had this song.
It's a thing for men who have sex with men.
Yes.
When they got into the body image part, the opening theme to it was going to be Mark Weigel, "Love the Body You're In."
But they didn't play that?
It wasn't playing.
Oh, man.
I know. So.
And you knew that song.
Oh, yeah. I was like, hey.
Wow.
Yeah,
play that song.
So, the last artist there was Aaron Carl.
Yeah.
And the song I played was Coming Out Story.
He's got quite a few CDs out, too, and I only have one or two of them.
And he's got some nominations. Let's see. Hey, guys, I told you to be quiet in the lobby. I have to have the door open. Yeah, tell him to shut up, because I can't close the door. It's hot in here.
It is hot in here.
Yeah, that's the downside. We forget they turn off the air conditioning Friday afternoon.
Evidently.
Aaron Carl, Out Musician of the Year nominee.
Hey, hey, hey.
He is on there, and I'm trying to remember if I
That's great, him. Because he's a hard-working man.
Elsewhere. No, he's just under for Out Musician.
Mm-hmm.
Of the year. I don't see it anywhere else. And there's a couple other ones on here that, you know, we, like I said, I've dug through here and found out we've actually have the CDs for quite a few of these.
Yeah, we've got Candy Kane, I know. She's on there somewhere.
Yeah, Candy Kane, Dudley Saunders.
Mm-hmm.
He's in there a couple of times. So we're going to be pulling out some of those things. That thing that I saw with Fashionista.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to pull that out. I knew I'd seen it somewhere here today, and it was actually an email that I got.
Oh.
You got too. But it wasn't that fashionista. It was a different fashionista.
How many fashionistas are there?
Well, you know, fashionistas and comes and goes.
Evidently.
But it was somebody wanting to know if we'd be glad to plug them.
Oh, I'd love to plug you, baby.
Talking about JD.
Oh. JD and his QMZ.
H.
QMH. Queer Music Heritage. There we go.
QMZ is what we used to have.
The Queer Music Zone.
Yeah, when you brought CDs and we didn't have people showing up.
Yes, and we would play a half hour or 45 minutes. No, actually.
2 hour.
The original QMZ was the Queer Music Zone, and it was a half hour of all queer music. And it was a scheduled.
And that's how I kind of started with it, was the. You not wanting to sit in here alone.
Yeah.
And I was hanging out here, and I kind of came in, took over, and now look at it.
Yeah, I know. Now he's in the big chair.
And Jimmy occasionally shows up.
I've been very good tonight.
Oh, yes, you have. I'm surprised.
Now, I know. I went out there and made the announcement. Oh, my God. I've been on the radio continuously for a whole hour.
Somebody took his Wheaties.
Hey. It's being back on Saturday night.
Oh, yes. He put a spring in his step that,
well,
hasn't been there since Midtown 1984.
Hey, hey, hey.
The Queer Music Heritage is back this time. It's back with part two of Those Singing Drag Queens.
Ah, yes.
Last month he covered from the 20s to the mid-80s, and now it's time for the last 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget, you know, you only hear an hour of it on Queer Voices.
Yeah.
Monday from now, 8 to 10.
Yes.
But if you go on the internet, you will get a whopping three-hour edition covering such things as RuPaul with, you know, their Ping Ting Ting.
Okay.
RuPaul's in the background. And then a RuPaul medley.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's... That's
Hollywood Lawn.
Yes.
Some Pussy.
Tourette.
Yeah, Old Pussy and Fresh New Pussy.
What do you know?
Lady Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Arias.
Oh.
Mistress Formica.
Yes.
Joey Arias and Sherry Vine.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry Vine. Tina C. Jimmy James.
From who hails from Texas.
Honey West and Alexandria Billings.
Mm-hmm.
Honey West. Noel, the Way Out Girls. Trinity, David Avance.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous Theater Company. Steven Brinberg, Randy Roberts, Shirley Q. Licker.
Oh, God.
And you have to download to get Shirley Q, because if we were to bleep it out...
there wouldn't be anything left.
You would think the emergency alert system was going off.
Yes.
Kiki and Herb.
Oh, my God. Is that
Herb or Herb?
Herb.
Herb.
It's really, really trashy lounge music.
Fox in the Snow / Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
That's also an internet only. Yeah. Oh, the Shirley Q. Licker. It's Bulldaga Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And Les Bulldaga.
I know those both.
Varla Jean Merman.
Merman.
Yeah. Mark Allen Smith, and playing Harper Valley PTA, which we play here.
Oh, yes.
Jenny Random, Sestra, the Working Girls, Courtney Act, Delicanesta, Scandal, which you hear here.
Yes.
Mabel Dawn Davis.
Oh, that you hear here.
Alfred Lewis. Kinsey Six.
Yes.
A lot of Kinsey Six.
Well, they've got quite a few albums out.
And Jimmy's theme song of the Kinsey Six.
Yes.
I Will Swallow Him. Jackie Beat.
Mm-hmm.
Head of Lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
The Chixie Dicks.
Wow.
Nicholas Ferrer and...
Sade
Pendarvis, Ain't No Mountain, and Yolanda.
Oh, Yolanda in the plastic.
It just says Yolanda.
Okay.
You and I, Marry Me, and Freedom.
Oh, yeah, I like Freedom.
Remember, if you're listening to the radio, you're only going to get 58 minutes of it. If you check out his website, queermusicheritage.com, you can pull down the whole 3 hours.
Wow.
Also, in the first hour, he's going to be interviewing Martin Locke.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
Okay.
He didn't give any bio on him. But that is Queer Voices, Monday nights, 8 to 10. Back in their original, well...
yeah, and you'll hear the Queer Music Heritage from 9 until 10, every fourth Monday.
It's not the fourth Monday, though. Oh, well, it's just on this week.
You sure? It's the fourth Monday.
Oh, that's right, it is later in the month than I thought.
Poor baby.
I've had 8 hours of sleep in 2 days.
That's more than you usually get.
And then, you know, I climbed downstairs today.
Oh, well, God.
Yeah, the back of my legs are hurting. It's like, you know, all the pain is sex, but none of the pleasure.
Mm.
I don't know. This past week was crazy. You know, you start off with trying to do taxes.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing like being on your computer 3 a.m. last Sunday into Monday trying to get my password reset on my IRA account. So I can access it and find out how much money I took out of it last year.
Oh, goodness.
To figure out my taxes.
See, if you're like me, you're a kept woman, you don't have to worry about that.
But, you know, it's like, thank God where I'm living now has high-speed internet. And I'm sitting there going, okay, come on, tell me. Get me set up, and then I figured out, it's like, ooh, I'm actually getting back more than I thought.
Good.
Yeah, not as much if I would have just conveniently forgotten about the 900-something I pulled out of the IRA. Mm. I would have had an extra $200 to play with.
Well,
and play I would have, but hey, you know, when you get something back,
that's nice.
Yes,
that's nice. No matter how much it is,
maybe a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember several years ago. It's like I was teasing people. I said, you know, if I was a good Christian boy, I wouldn't take my tax refund check.
Because please.
It was for $666. If I'm a good Christian boy, I would not accept this check.
Well, just sign it over to me, honey. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, the next year I got more money. I was up to $667. So I was like,
David Great Bear is here somewhere.
I don't have your mic on
Where
yet.
Where is he?
So. He's in
back
there.
Here.
Oh, well, I better go back there and join him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we know why. Let me cue up I Will Swallow Him again. don't worry. Yeah. While David's got two hands on his flute, David,
that's me.
Right. Jimmy will help with the rest.
Well, It's, we're doing flute stuff today.
Oh, right. You're on. Hold on. You're on four. You're on.
I'm on four.
There we go.
There we go. Howdy.
Now, you are a member of the Radical Fairies.
Yep.
And as such, you do all kinds of things in the woods.
Yes.
But you did those before Radical Fairies,
of course, right.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell us a little something about yourself, because you're here pretty regular, but people may not know much about you.
Oh, I say I'm a native Houstonian, can claim to be a fifth-generation Houstonian.
Wow.
You know, born and raised here, 47 years old.
Nice age.
Yeah. My orientation is bisexual.
Okay.
I find both men and women attractive and try to, you know, play as much as I can.
Yes. And you have a very nice girlfriend that who allows that.
Right.
Yes.
Good fortune, she's bi also.
She's bi also, so she understands.
Right. Also, you know, side note, our relationship is a biracial. I am a predominantly European descent. She is predominantly African descent. We both got enough Native American to keep things interesting.
Yeah. So, yes.
And, like I said, born and raised Houston, involved with various groups, have been involved in doing, you know, men's work for
men's
several
work.
Years.
And you do things like sweat lodges and stuff like that, I know.
Right. Got permission from a American Indian medicine man named Joseph Rael, also known as Beautiful Painted Arrow. Lives up near Durango now, Colorado. And I got his permission years ago to conduct, you know, ceremonies.
Oh.
And the idea is that it's now said that, you know, I have that sort of, you know, lineage. It said that because of a guy's permission, there's supposed to be some sort of a karmic connection now between me and him and his teacher going back however far that goes.
Wow.
So, it's, like I said, I pay attention to what I'm doing because I got all these spirits looking at me and say, you better do right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And involved with a thing called the New Warrior Training Adventure.
New
Warrior.
New Warrior. Okay.
So, the name of the parent organization is the Mankind Project. And the idea is it's a group centered around, we do these weekend retreats called the New Warrior Training Adventure. It's an opportunity for men, be, you know, gay, straight, or somewhere between to get together in a safe place, in a ceremonial space to do some personal work.
Yeah.
You know, got men coming through, maybe going through a midlife crisis, or some have been dealing with addictions or whatever. Or some guy might, you know, hey, my life's working, but it's not, you know, I want to go take a look at something.
Sure.
And just go do this. So I've been involved with that for several years. And just part of my own process of figuring out, okay, who am I? You know, what makes me tick? And, you know, I find great benefit in doing that. A lot of healing work.
Good.
And,
I didn't know that much about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see. Well, my lifelong interest, I like building model trains.
Do you now?
Yeah, I grew up out on Hardy Road, and people know that part of town. There is a rail line runs parallel to Hardy Road out there. This, you know, back before this whole road got built out there. So I've been watching trains going by all the time. I got picked up that interest.
Wow. I've got a good friend, Bruce Reeves, who's very into trains.
All right.
Especially steam.
All righty.
Steam locomotives.
Okay. Well, I'll have to meet him sometime.
And he has not only the toys, I say toys, but the miniatures.
Right.
But he also has made trips to go see some of the original.
Okay.
The original ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as part of my studying who I am as a sexual being.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working with Gigi.
Oh, yeah.
Who does the Bionet program. And we also got involved with the Radical Fairies.
Yes.
as I like to pronounce it. And I'll just give a little quick plug. We will be having a fairy gathering next month. The weekend, I think it's the 11th through 14th. So, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Be over at some land owned by a group called the Earth Spirit Alliance over just south of Bastrop. Bastrop, Texas. And we'll be doing that. I plan to conduct a sweat lodge ceremony there.
What is a sweat lodge ceremony?
Okay. As when I talk about a sweat lodge, I'm talking about a Native American inspired ceremony.
Yes.
Though other cultures around the world have had similar ceremonies.
Okay.
I mean, our European ancestry had a sweat lodge tradition, which tended to die out when Christianity kind of moved in.
Yeah.
Though even there, you know, say, you know, the other, you know, the thing about the Swedish baths, steam baths and stuff, apparently there's even still remnants of a tradition there.
Even in Finland and Norway, you know, all the three Scandinavian countries up there, they do that. Because I've done it.
Okay. All right.
I mean, not only, you know, they're in the room with the hot coals, right, and, you know, the switches and, right, you know, to keep you hotter, and then you run outside and jump into a pond.
Yeah. Especially in the middle of winter.
Oh, my God. That'll get your heart going.
Yeah, really. But at least as I've learned, it is a, quote-unquote, Native American tradition. Mm-hmm. I tend to say quote-unquote because there are many tribes had sweat lodge traditions, but some didn't. So I tend to kind of use that as a general term.
And the whole idea of the sweat lodge is
it's basically some sort of a structure, usually a frame made out of willow saplings, mm-hmm, other types of saplings, built in some sort of dome-shaped structure, which then threw, you know, traditionally animal skins over, more recent mm-hmm time, be old blankets and canvas.
Sure.
And, you know, kind of a, I don't know, kind of look like, you know, igloo or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And the idea is, then have a fire built outside of it, usually to the east of the lodge.
Oh.
Again, there's variations to that, but the most common way is to the east.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's symbolic reasons for that. Yeah, you know, it is. Then heat up some rocks,
mm-hmm,
in the fire. And at the time when it's time to start the ceremony, the people go into the lodge, and whoever's pouring the water, or otherwise leading the ceremony,
yes,
will then have the rocks brought in. Some of them, you'll usually pick them up with a pitchfork,
yeah,
and bring them in. And again, there's a lot of symbology there. The fire represents the masculine principle.
Yes.
The lodge is the feminine principle.
Mm-hmm.
And as I like to say, right, Frank, what you got there is a cosmic sex act going on.
Yes.
Because you got the stones represent various things. The masculine energy coming into the feminine energy,
yes,
coming together for creation. People will say that the lodge represents the womb of the Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I say we go back, return to the womb of the mother to be healed and renewed and to be reborn.
I see.
Metaphorically speaking, this is sort of like, you know, what Joseph Campbell talked about, the hero's journey, about going down into the underworld to do what you need to do, to learn the lessons, do the healing, and then to return to the surface world.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's lots of myths that,
sure,
describe that journey. And when I conduct these ceremonies, when I start out, I tell people I'm doing something that's inspired by Native traditions. It's not in of itself a Native ceremony.
Okay.
You know, my own teacher, Joseph Rael, probably his most quoted quote is, don't get hung up in the form. Because he comes from a tradition, but he knows it, kind of like, as I've heard him say before, say, hey, I just work here. the spirits, you know, whatever you think those are, or what's actually running the show. And like I said, mm-hmm, I tell people that run away, I'm just there to make sure nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
The ceremony runs itself.
Okay.
But a lot of times we'll go heat the rocks. I mean, I said the ceremony starts when we start heating the rocks.
Okay.
Build up the fire, use maybe 20 rocks. And then we actually do go in the lodge. Go inside, probably bring in maybe 7 rocks, start out usually, you know, one for each of the 7 directions, you know, the 4 compass points, above, below, in the center.
Oh.
That's my thing. Other
okay
people do something different.
Okay.
And then we do 4 rounds, sometimes 5, again, 4 rounds, one for each of the 4 cardinal points.
Mm-hmm.
And each direction has a symbolic meaning. Maybe we associate an animal with that direction, or some attribute, some principle.
Sure.
Again, there's different traditions. The way I was taught was used, the eagle represents the east. We got
mm-hmm
coyote in the south. Then we got the bear in the west and the white buffalo in the north.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of my least way I do it, I'll give a brief explanation at the beginning of each round about, okay, this is what this direction represents. You know, what the eagle represents, at least for me, and what various traditions. And that just opened up for discussion. Just say, okay,
yeah,
here's an opportunity to give, say, prayers, tell your story. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities people get in there. You know, got some guys dealing with some, you know, issue in his life. There's an opportunity for him to speak and
sure
be heard.
Sure.
And, you know, I've seen miracles happen in the lodge.
Really?
You know, just powerful work happen. I've also had the experience a couple of times, you know, when I was just a participant,
mm-hmm,
where I had the experience of, get me the bleep out of here.
Really?
Right. I mean, just all sorts of stuff just started coming up.
Because,
I mean, you're dealing with all that, you know, yes, you know, we're dealing with a lot of heat. We're using the heat to deliberately create a mind-altering experience.
Sure.
And, you know, each ceremony is, you know, pretty different. It is different. It's just different experiences. It's like,
because yeah, it's different people involved.
Different
yeah
people, different circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, there, as
that's what I, it's just, I have this protocol or tradition I follow,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, I don't really plan ahead what we're going to do, because okay. like that thing runs itself. I mean, I've had the experience of here a couple of years ago of doing a ceremony, or it seems like, I'll say, the coyote energy was strong around the ceremony.
Yeah.
Because in Native American traditions, coyote is a trickster.
Yeah.
He kind of brings trouble and creates, you know, problems. He's always trying to trick people, but, you know, again, the lesson behind that is a lot of times he tricks himself in the process. So in a way, he's actually basically a clown. So I actually find inspiration from him, but at the same time, you know, this one ceremony is like all sort of this crazy stuff going on before the ceremony and then after the ceremony. The ceremony itself went fine.
Yeah.
So, and just, you know, part of the lesson is, okay, you know, patience, stand back. This thing's got to run itself. My job right now is as much to follow as is to lead.
Okay.
So, but, you know, it's something I enjoy doing, and it's kind of part of my own growth work. You know, growing up, had, you know, experiences growing up, having to deal with stuff, and even met the
masculinity,
you know, some issues. You know, I even have some issues, you know, with anxiety. Apparently, I do have a little bit of an anxiety condition, which I'm dealing with.
Yeah,
but it does give me an opportunity to express myself, to express my leadership abilities, and
You know, the first few times you came to After Hours, I don't think you could have talked on the mic as long as you've just talked now.
Right. Well, I'm getting better.
Yes, yes. We bring that out in people,
yes.
I guess. Now, how does the flute fit in?
This flute I have here is it's a Native American style flute.
Mm-hmm.
This particular one is made out of river cane, or reed, that was collected along the banks of Buffalo Bayou.
Oh.
A friend of mine made this for me, I don't know, probably close 13, 14 years ago now. He had taught himself how to make them, and then at the time I made a big dream catcher, and traded the flute. He made the flute for me and traded the dream catcher. Then later he showed me how to make them, so I know how to make them now.
Okay.
Using out of reed, but the principle how it works is the same as a wooden one, you know, the cedar wood types.
Sure. Do you use this flute in the sweat lodge ceremony?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's one of those things. I don't know if anybody else who does, but you know.
That's something you bring to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, yes, you know, a little something I enjoy doing.
I know, because you've done this before, and that you've played the flute before,
right.
that you have your own compositions.
Right.
How about one or two?
Okay. Let's see. What's got to try to just make up something on the spot.
Okay. Okay. That works for me.
Fun. Let's see. Let's see what this flute has to say.
Ah.
Let's see.
It's soothing music
that
you do. And I guess that puts everybody in a nice, calm frame of mind and makes them more open.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just think, I can play Amazing Grace on this particular flute. Not all, you know, each flute's individual also.
Oh, really?
And so some flutes can do songs like Amazing Grace, others don't, but this one can. But I remember one time when I was getting to the end of the ceremony, again, this is how when I say I don't run the ceremony, it runs itself. I just started playing Amazing Grace, and everybody else starts doing the Om chant.
Oh, really?
Really, and just, oh, yes. Got it right.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Again, it's like I was talking about earlier about the coyote energy going around the particular ceremony. I've been in others, though, when it's just flowing to the point where I'm looking back and it's like, wow. It's like, did I do that? well, I helped.
Yes, you created the space that made it comfortable for people to express themselves.
It really.
And that's so important. And I don't take that lightly because it's really important. Not very many people can do that.
Right. And it's my gift to life.
Mm-hmm.
So like. I've heard Joseph or grandfather, which a lot of people call him. The church I go to a church of religious science,
yes.
And they talk about some similar things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of found, metaphysics, but I like the phrase where each of us is life's gift to itself.
Yeah.
We are the great whatever, the great spirit, great mystery, God, whatever word you use. It's its way of expressing itself and experiencing itself.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of your church, I know that we've talked in the past about having some of your church leaders on, and one of the things that struck me just out of the blue sometime after I heard that we were going back to Saturday night was maybe David's church people can't come on the show now because we're back on Saturday night rather than Friday.
Right. I was being talked to you about that. I have several people who are interested in coming on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not interested in coming on at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
But my suggestion, we do have equipment at the church for doing CD recordings.
Oh, okay.
So I'm probably going to arrange to get the minister and some other people together. I'll just do an interview of them at the church.
That would be perfect. Yes.
Bring a CD to you.
Good, good.
Okay, so I'll get started on it this week, and we'll get a date set and go from there.
Okay, good, good.
Okay.
I look forward to that.
All righty.
Thank you, David.
Oh.
I'm glad you stopped by tonight.
All righty.
And glad we had time.
Okay.
Chris?
What?
You've got some more music?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I know I pulled it before. This guy's got famous ancestry.
Who?
Dudley.
Dudley Saunders?
Yeah. And I forgot which one it was. He's
got great pecs.
Yeah.
He's got great everything. I mean, this guy is just gorgeous.
But, it's one of those, if the conservatives find out about this, they're going to say, he's going to be rolling around in his grave. I don't remember. Where was it on here? Gay.com. I wish it were easier to move around. Music. Duh.
Well, hello.
I believe the word of the day. Where is it? Emerging artists. I know. Well, that didn't help any. What?
No.
Funny
no.
looks. I don't remember if it was Daniel Boone or Davy Crockett that he's related to.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very weird.
He's kind of rugged.
Emerging artist. Okay, page not found. Well, why did it take me to their... I guess I may have to look at this later.
Yes.
Ooh. I clicked on something else.
Yes, just play Dudley Saunders.
This is the Out Music Award nominated song.
Oh?
He is, let's see, what mark did I use to represent him? Oh, yeah, he's a triangle. For Out Song of the Year and Outstanding New Recording Male from the CD Dudley Saunders, the Billy White Acre Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
The song is The Truck of the Rising Sun.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
And this is After Hours.
Once in the taxi, the light of the dash, then rumble back home, body jab, knife and crash.
It's not too old, it's just like a soul, heavenward ascending. His arms and prayers for there without men. You reach the trough, with as they pull off, thinking smiles in their eyes. One day I'll lead up the miles to be with you. Snow falls and folds like a blanket you're shoveling now. That is the quilt for the sea to spill, and you will let it, or will not be filled with your guilt. Out of the snow, pulls out and so black against the hill. Now he's falling now, black and black, and back to a still angel's waver. Should they save your soul or add your body to the bill? There's a crack in the wall by the window sill. And a high string will swing around doomsday and stand by your man while your man's in the moon. See a deep throat of bottle come in and ride down your throat. All the bloating fires, whiskey river can't float. Love to rise up so high, or the secrets come clean. If formed to their eyes, man, man, magazine. Boys born from their fathers can never be weak sheep. There is a drug bound for New Orleans. They call a rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many forborn. And your God.
Trash girl from the wrong side of town. I live alone in a trailer. Don't put me down. I'm as happy as can be, but I can't tell a lie. I'm a white trash girl. I need a low-down guy. You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have trash girl, that suits me fine.
feel the story about a girl I know real well. She grew up in the South, you see, and let me tell you it was hell. The messages she heard inside were really loud and clear.
Did you sing a song to Suzanne, Sweet Caroline? Did you walk on the moon or were both feet on the ground? Well, you were starbound. Those were the days when the bars became our home. Cause we had no church or state to call our home. And they raided the bars and the cars were on patrol. And they buzzed our phones. But there came a time, a summer's night. Everyone turned out to join the fight. Not a 20 million strong, not a queer soul was at home to hear it told. To hear it told, everyone was at Stonewall. It's widely known, not a soul was home. Every G&L has a New York tale to tell, cause Stonewall was everyone. Did you hear the coins go rolling round the square? Did you see the crowd with long, beautiful hair? Did you see them throw the buildings in the air? Cause you were there. And was it true? Did a cry go through from the village on up Second Avenue? Did they hear it at Uncle Charlie's and at three? That they were free. To hear it told, everyone was at Stonewall. It's widely known, not a soul was home. Every G&L has a New York tale to tell, cause Stonewall was everyone. Now the post office, which in those days dreamed on mail, with the mind putting some of us in jail, has cast a stamp in the image of us all for the old Stonewall. And though the Congress continues to queer our goose, and the Pentagon is still out on the loose, Connecticut, Hawaii, Wisconsin, Vermont, California, New Jersey, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Nevada, have all come to D.C. too. And it won't be long, it won't be long, till a president will sing the Stonewall song. And we'll be heading off the White House strong, where we belong. To hear it told, everyone was at Stonewall. It's widely known, not a soul was home. Every G&L has a New York tale to tell, cause Stonewall was everyone. To hear it told, everyone was at Stonewall.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, back home on Saturday nights here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, and on Galveston, we're 89.5. You can check us out on the World Wide Web at kpft.org. For tonight's playlist, after the show is over, you can go to myspace.com/afterhourskpft, and it's there with hyperlinks to many of the artists you're hearing tonight. Tonight we are featuring the artists who are nominated for Out Music Awards. Either we're playing the music that they are nominated for, or something else to give you an idea. And we just heard Sandy Rapp.
Yeah.
And that was, everyone was at Stonewall.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not nominated for that, because it's a little bit older.
Yeah.
But she is, let me find my codes I have on here, for her, the recording Still Marching, for Outstanding New Recording Inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
And Out Musician of the Year.
Oh.
So, as far as I can tell, I think we only have two of the Out Musician of the Year nominees in our repertoire.
Oh, let me see.
And Aaron Carr, Vicky Blankenship, Boston Gay Men's Chorus,
no.
Ashley Flynn,
no.
Freddie Freeman.
We have Freddie Freeman.
Oh, we do. Nedra Johnson.
I have one Nedra.
Chris Landher.
No.
Sandy Rapp.
Yes.
Sonia.
Yes, we have Sonia.
Oh, we do. And Robert Urban.
I have one of Robert's very early recordings.
Okay, so we need to dig out the rest of them. So we'll,
yep.
We'll be playing that. Before Sandy Rapp, we had Magdalene Shuli.
Shuli, yeah.
Shuli. Once again, this isn't the album she is nominated for. What we played was As I Am.
Yeah, I like that one.
She, though, has nominations for Outstanding New Recording Female for Smashing the Ceiling,
mm-hmm.
and Outstanding Producer for Smashing the Ceiling.
I think I have Smashing the Ceiling, just not with me tonight.
Ah, okay. I tried looking. Before her was White Trash Girl by Candy Kane.
Oh, yes, we always have that.
And Candy,
I think she was just in one category.
Outstanding New Recording Female.
Yeah.
And Outstanding CD Graphic Design.
Oh.
For her.
Oh, yeah, because it's very cartoonish.
Yeah, very buxom woman.
Yes.
It's like, you know, if Marianne got Ginger's boobs.
That's that how it works.
And the Skipper's tattoo.
well.
Yeah, and instead of Gilligan's Island, it's a trailer park.
There you go.
So there was that. We actually got to play that song. And prior to that was the great-great-great-grandson of Daniel Boone.
Mm.
The one who Jimmy would love to see in just a Goonskin cap.
Well, you got it.
Dudley Saunders, who is nominated in Out Song of the Year
mm-hmm.
for The Truck of the Rising Sun.
Which we have.
Which we played. Which he was he actually wrote it as well.
Yes.
And he's nominated for Outstanding New Recording Male as well.
Yes. He specializes in kind of dark ballads.
Yeah, I would have to say.
Yeah.
You know,
his other recordings are very much the same, but live he gives just a wonderful performance. He played at Chances one time, and before that he played at Guava Lamp, I think it was.
Well, we got a couple other artists here we're going to be popping in. That,
mm-hmm. Good.
That you know, just going through the list and you know the names that jump out to me that we can recall. Because I know we probably got more of these. It's just
yeah.
You know, I don't know Jimmy's CD collection that well.
Yes, and I didn't bring the entire collection tonight.
The Magdalene also has a third nomination.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Outstanding CD Graphic Design as well.
Okay.
So she's in there again for that. But since it's the artist who has the original nomination, it's at the end.
Oh.
Where I just popped down and saw her name again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that hyphenated, you know, three letters and a hyphenation.
Yes.
I'm curious about this one. You know, these are all out musicians, right?
Yes.
The Athens Boys Choir?
It's not a boys choir from Athens.
Are we talking Georgia or Greece? Oh, I could see that. We bring in a bunch of these, you know, little Greek boys in togas and all these rednecks there in the overalls, and you know, we've got this hayseed melody and this.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I've got that video at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Different theme though.
Yes.
But they still wore their laurels.
Well, that's in the Falcon version.
Ah. I actually don't like those guys too. We'll have porn reviews later on.
I see.
all right, so we're going to go now. I got all these extra P's in here. Don't you hate it when you got too much P in your HTML?
Well, it's never happened to me.
It's a matter of taste.
Yeah, but then you know, it just makes everything look really funny. Like I said, you know, for those of you geeky enough, you know, 3:00 in the morning is not to be the time to be typing an HTML code.
Oh.
Praise be the control V. We're going to go to Miss Money now.
Ah, yes, because she's been nominated.
Miss Money has nominations.
And she's a Houston woman.
Let's see, I marked her with a D. Miss Money, this is not from hers, from this CD, for the Outstanding Debut Recording Female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought this was her debut that I have in my hand, but apparently she pre-debuted.
Yes.
From the CD The Love of Money.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was she Elsa?
I have that at home.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. You know, when you start looking at this list,
I believe it's an EP.
Over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to remember what you've seen and what you haven't there. But now she has one nomination for Outstanding Debut Recording Female,
mm-hmm.
Miss Money. I think it's the only one in this category we've got stuff on. Susan Sousa. Lesbian Acoustic Tuba? Sousa?
Oh, God. He went there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hmm. Now just thinking of the idea there of a lesbian band playing sousaphones.
Mm.
Hi! Intrigued in that thought or something?
Are you talking to Lynn?
Yes. Yeah, here I am talking about women blowing into things, and Lynn walks in the door.
Actually, I think we prefer
that
kind of
thing. Ooh.
Same here. You know.
Ooh, yeah, but different things.
You try and fl- yeah.
Truth.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Which is what...
Huh?
Which sweat?
Because it's warm in here. That's the one thing we forgot about Saturday night.
That's
they shut
excuse.
Off the air conditioning on Friday at 4:30. You know, occasionally there's a little leftover in there. Sorry, just drag the board over there to the one. That's what I need to do. We're going to bring in piping, and we'll type it in from that one.
Yeah, okay.
The one vent that blows.
Whew.
All righty. Now that we've come to a screeching halt.
Miss Money.
Miss Money, take me away.
And what is she singing?
A song. Don't mind the hustle.
Okay.
What hustle?
I don't know.
She's got the hustle.
Oh, okay.
It's a song. I don't try to bridge like
Miss Money works it, let me tell you. And you can catch her at JR sometimes.
I thought we needed to snap after this. Works it.
Oh, I've seen her at the Women's Festival with backup dancers.
Wow.
Wow.
Does she
wow.
Shake a money maker?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shake a bonbon. Oh, God.
Ooh.
It's too late in the day.
She's a butch little thing.
Miss Money, take us away.
Okay.
Some money for some chips. I signed up for this industry, so money ain't gon' trip. But who I'm rolling with? Just me, cause I don't quit. I've been hustling for these hits, and I'ma hustle till I die. 20-hour days leaves me little time to cry. From the MIAMI to the fighting Illini. The cards that I've been dealt, I do not like, I ain't gon' lie. But why ask why when there is heavenly control? Me guiding my own life is like a drum man on the road. Or money when she's sold off the tide account we blow. That purple icky sticky that we smoke when ain't no dro. I wish UPN could come rewrite reality. Hell, all I really need is one session with Missy. I can bring the Triton, she can bring the NPC. And I'll sing her any note in any time, any key.
Please don't lie, please don't lie, please don't knock the hustle. But yo, I can't afford it. But maybe I can put something on it. But goddamn, man, I'm tired of working for the man, shaking the devil's hand to get the Kruger. And I don't mind hustling. Nose to the grind, put some muscle in. Never hear me bitching or cussing. Just give me just enough to get by. Cause I ain't a mall rat. Icy white tees and ball caps and jeans. It's all that I wanna do. What I love, love what I do. Maybe get a cruiser, Mini Cooper rolling on 22s. I wanna buy a house. I'm tired of paying this rent. I wanna knock out my loans, but I can't make a dent. Because a big ass check just puts you in the next bracket. They tax it, spend it on the war in Iraq. Life's a struggle, but the struggle is life. You got to get the beans and rice before the bands and the ice. A lot of people need a food and a shelter. Coast to coast, up through the lakes and the delta. Now if you're from the hood, you flood. From the verbs, you suburban. Let's get it together in the urban. I don't mind the hustle. Please don't lie. I don't mind the hustle. Please don't knock the hustle.
the hustle.
I don't mind.
I don't mind the struggle.
God, would you take the chance? Grab hold of the hands, family and friends. Tell them all just what they meant. Do you know what to say? Do you know what to do? When they stared at you wide-eyed and laughing and saying, hey, are you crazy, man? I don't have time for this. Come on, I'm gonna miss favorite show. Got the time to even say hello. It's nice to see you, but I gotta go. And just wanna find someone, not always on the run. Let's sit down for a while, remember what it's like to smile. Well, now I'm heading south, gonna learn to shut my mouth and listen to the people and their places and their stories before I turn to judge. Then I will see the crutch. I've been leaning on far too long, gotta learn to stand on my own. First, to admit I don't know exactly how to slow down, like a never-ending song, but it won't be long till I'm counting every breath and every heartbeat. Would you like to join me? So could you some company? Walking with a friend downtown Boston, where we saw a homeless man begging for spare change, just trying to feed his kids. When I bent down to give a dime, my friend just shook his head. Come on, Scott, don't you know this guy's just gonna go get himself a look it up, spend the night drinking anyway. Well, I just don't buy that line. That's for me, it's just a dime. And what about the chance if this money makes it? Some people don't wanna know. And I'll be the first to admit I don't know exactly how to slow down, like a never-ending song. But it won't be long till I'm counting every breath and every heartbeat. Would you like to join?
Thank you.
never made it past my own pride. Everything I meant to say, never saw the break of daylight. Wrong or in between, you will always be the one love. I close my eyes and see, I wake up and scream the name of. If you go away, hey, I'll live another day. And I can promise you I'll never be the same without you. If you go away, I'll never be alone. I'll just sit at home with all the things I meant to say. If I could once believe you really were the one to suffer. Every time you looked my way and saw the face of every other. If I could understand somehow you are really dying. Knowing in my eyes with every kiss that I've been lying. If you go away, hey, I'll live another day. And I can promise you I'll never be the same without you. If you go away, never be alone. I'll just sit at home with all the things I meant to say. Now we'll become the one who never really happened at all. Bleeding. To watch you act this way is something I don't want to go through. Cause there will come a day when I will wish I'd really loved you. If you go away, hey, I'll live another day. But I can promise you I'll never be the same without you. If you go away, never be alone. But I will sit at home with all the things I meant to say. If you go. If you go away.
That song kind of broke the mold a little bit. That's that was Carrie Land. He's not nominated for Out Music, but I wanted to get that music in. One of these days I get a chance to talk to him again. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. I just wanted to stuck it in there. I just stuck it in there and I pulled it back out. What a tease.
Yes, you have always been so.
So. Yeah, I broke my little rule because I haven't got through anyone else's out there, so. I had to play Carrie Land.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. So. Keep forgetting to talk there. He said to me before he used to come to Houston all the time. See if I can get him in here. Kind of easy on the eyes.
It's almost time for roundtable, isn't it?
I guess. I've been working so much on the HTML stuff, I hadn't looked at any of the stuff of the roundtable.
Oh.
But let's see. So the other music we played in this last little break.
Let me
scroll down here. Okay, that was Carrie Lamb. Before that was Scott Friedman, who is nominated not for what we played, which was. Some company. He's nominated over an outstanding new recording male for Judge a Book. And prior to that was Ms. Money, who had a couple nominations in there. So. Oh, I love the feedback.
Yeah.
We were getting that earlier, too. So, what I'm going to do to take care of feedback issues is.
To shut them off.
Well, that's one thing.
That's one thing. Play a little background music?
I'm going to play.
You know, it may be that a couple of the mics are too close together in there.
Well, here's the weird thing. All those mics are off now.
Oh, and we're still getting it. Well, whatever.
So I'm just going to put a little.
We have a letter.
Well, wait, before you do that, let me tell everyone what the background music we have.
Yes.
Because it's a nominated song. It's a nominated album. This is Luke Parkin. And he is nominated, where is it? Outstanding New Recording Instrumental.
Yes.
For Winter Journal. So, We're going to kind of put that in the background so that... except I can't pull down too low because it is soft music.
Yes, it is.
It's all instrumental, so we'll keep that in the background for a little while.
Okay.
And you do that, and then I'll try and find stories we can talk about.
We got a letter from Jaime. And he opens it up with, I hope you all are doing fine, and welcome home to Saturday night. Oh, yeah.
Your mics are on in there now, so
oh,
just be careful.
Oh, yes. Jimmy, I hope you and the After Hours crew are happy to be back on Saturdays, and I know that you'll all do a wonderful job with the show. I heard you on Queer Voices this past Monday, and it does sound like you are pleased to be back on Saturdays. Great. I am happy. Yes, we are happy to be back. Well, ooh. My sexy little friend, blank blank, was released from prison about 2 weeks ago, and I would have written sooner with this good news, but I became terribly ill, with an awful cold and had no desire to do much of anything. Oh, I know how that feels. And I even committed the ultimate sin and missed a couple of after-hour shows. Ah! And I do sincerely apologize. Oh, honey, you know, it happens. It's part of life. Every once in a while, I miss one. But, hey, but once again, I am back on track and will faithfully be listening to each and every show henceforward, I hope. Oh, and I will be tuned in as long as you guys are there, so I will be there also. You guys take care, and I will do the same and try to write again soon with more good news. Love you guys. Jaime. Thank you for writing. I love that. I love that. I miss hearing from some of our other guys.
Maybe now that we're on Saturday night, it'll get a little more regular.
Yes, because I know that we're not doing the poetry segment tonight for...
It was kind of
various issues, reasons,
coordination snafu mainly.
But I'm really hoping that some of our NBBs will write in with more poems that we can read on the air during that segment. So you'll be back again either next week or next month, or both. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was daydreaming.
Yeah, I see.
I'm sort of a little bit. It's been a long day.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we've all had a long day today.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. That, I think that should be quite possible.
Okay. We've got some new people. New one people, like maybe.
Scott, right?
Scott, hi.
Can you say hello?
I didn't hear that.
Hello. Oh, that was enthusiastic.
We were standing behind him.
Get closer to the big black microphone.
He was. He's that way now.
Try that again.
Which one's the big black one? Is this one more? Right?
Huh? He's the one with the dog collar.
Right. Okay, let me pull the mic up even higher.
Okay.
Okay, now try.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah, no. I just had you on too low.
So who dragged you here tonight?
Me?
Yes, no. Him.
Oh. Him? Yeah.
How did you?
I don't have headphones. Let's keep that in mind when you ask me questions. So, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Send your hand signals.
Who brought you here tonight?
Oh, Alex brought me here tonight.
Yes.
Ah.
Alex,
hi. How are you?
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
You do computer stuff with him, right?
You keep wearing that.
I work with him. We work.
Oh, really?
We're both computer tech.
He's the other half of the company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Consistent.
Oh, well. Alex keeps wearing this shirt. Want to pet my monkey? But
I have not worn this in like a month.
But we never get a chance to do that.
It's been at least two or three shows.
Oh, okay.
Was he the one who was webcamming with us?
Yes.
Night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they'll intrigue other
you
people.
Were referred to on air in webcam limb.
He's the one who wouldn't get naked on the camera.
That's true.
Yeah.
He claims he was just claiming that on the web people want him to get naked, but no one does in person. And I said, well,
are you kidding?
You know, I wouldn't object. I'm sure nobody else would either.
Hell no. We do naked radio every now and then.
That's excellent. We won't let you know.
Ask David.
That's right. You could stand right in the middle of this table and do a table dance.
Right.
David has been here when we did when we've done Mood Radio.
Yes, right.
Me and Gigi.
Yeah.
I mean,
all tricks got to be coming.
And Jimmy can attest. Jimmy can attest to the fact that several of them were quite a handful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
A handful. That's not very much.
Oh, I've got big hands.
But he kept them in line.
Right.
Yes, they were in line.
One, two, three.
Oh, a few of them were Democratic. You know, they curved to the left.
Yes.
That's right.
Who else do we have here tonight?
David.
Hey, David.
The other day.
And
Alfonso.
Alfonso.
Robin. Hello.
And then David.
Yeah, the other David.
The return of the other
David.
Well, wait. We're going to have to give you cute nicknames so that way we can tell the both of you apart.
And where's Oz? Where's Ozzy?
You'll end up with a cute nickname, too.
What?
Don't get me started.
And you got the yogurt David and the great bear David.
You already got a monkey.
And where's Ozzy? There he is.
You don't do yoga?
I don't eat yogurt.
The meditated David.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, no. Now you have to come back in here.
And now we have Ozzy.
They're really cool, David.
Ozzy.
Hey.
Give me Ozzy, right? Give me Sharon.
I used to work with somebody who was a huge Ozzy Osbourne fan, and I always loved it because the lady that was the boss, she always said, "He looks like he just got shot out of a cannon." And I always thought that was a great description.
Wow.
That's perfect.
Now, I look like that when I get up in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you're like, I guess, 18, it's not a bad look.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay, when I get up at noon.
There you go.
I always call that the Beetlejuice look or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Okay, is Chris ready to throw out a subject?
No, yes. I was posting the playlist that I was working on.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, it was telling me there's nothing posted on there.
Ooh.
So, I had a heart attack. I didn't realize I had to sit there and tell it. That it's you had to save it one more time, so it's up there now, and it does look like I've got all the links working, so that's good.
Okay, and where can people go to find the playlist for tonight?
Go to myspace.com/afterhourskpft.
Cool.
Why does it say we're female?
What?
Well,
what? Lynn, what have you been doing?
I agree to Zach saying that we're 18. But
so are there any dirty pictures?
Not yet.
I don't know where that is.
Have you been playing with the computer, Lynn?
Play with me, Lynn.
I see.
Let's go to the world's greatest news reporting source.
Yes.
The Daily Rotten.
Okay.
One thing with news and, history and all that, one of the things that was interesting when I was listening to that radio with a twist crap. Part of their This Week in History, they talked about Columbine.
Yeah.
It was the anniversary of Columbine. And,
what's so gay about that?
Well, there was supposedly the two guys were accused of being homosexual lovers, and they were teased and taunted about it.
But they weren't.
And that's why they went killing.
Well, nobody knows. Nobody actually killing. Knows whether they were or not. And if they were, why was it a problem?
Exactly.
And the interesting...
It's a problem because now we're to believe that, of course, all homosexual people now have these tendencies.
Yeah. Right? But no.
Isn't that the assumption they're probably trying to push?
Well, it's part of it's the reverse gay panic. Like, if you're going to call me a fag, because, that's one of the worst things you can still call somebody.
A fag?
A fag,
Yeah.
And so, that's why they did it. They were so tormented, how dare you call me a fag, so... I'm going to create a gasoline bomb.
Okay. Whatever.
But I think it was just general sort of belligerence and the whole idea that they, generally were
Anybody who was different in high school is called a fag.
Yeah, well, but I mean, I think, at least when I was in high school, and I think it's still a certain amount of case, that, yeah, the gay became sort of a word that used for everything and anything.
Yeah.
But I think just in general, name-calling is sort of across the board in terms of what they call people and, you know, sort of, you know, doing pantsing people and doing spitwads and just generally being, you know, a dick. In general,
being 14-year-old males. Yeah.
I remember being called Dyke and Bull Dagger and all those crap in high school. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Didn't get that much in my high school. They didn't really care too much.
You know, but there was a brief period in the 80s where it became fashionable to be bisexual in high school. Sort of.
I wish it was like that back when I was in school.
Oh, me too.
I got picked on. I was in special ed, and then I dressed it real butch and just basically an outcast. Mm-hmm. I was teased constantly every day.
I went to high school too soon.
I went to a majority black high school, so a lot of them, when you talked about it and everything, most of them were Baptist, so they're like, oh, that's evil and everything. And me. Sadly, I concealed myself about my homosexuality and everything. Mm-hmm. Made sure that nobody knew. And
sure.
Because I was real afraid of it.
Oh.
Well, I was afraid of everyone teasing me and getting on me about it. And my mom doesn't know even still today. And I know if I told her, she would go crazy. And I'm a lot open about it now. And I'm totally open. I accepted it. And if anybody asks, I won't hesitate to tell them. If my mom ever asks me one day, I'm just going to go ahead and straight up tell her, you know.
Well,
you wait for the ready.
Well, yeah, you have to be ready to do that. You know, there was an article that came out several years ago about a very famous gay activist who talked about how, you know, a lot of us are not really fully out of the closet, and she talked about how she had some aunts who still didn't know that she was a lesbian. And this woman was, you know, in the news all the time, and, you know, going to marches and rallies and very active in the gay community. And it was almost a shocker that not everybody knew that she was a lesbian.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show that, you know, coming out is a very personal thing, and it's different for everybody.
Right.
And while you may be out to most of the world, there may be some people that you never come out to.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, my mom is totally cool with Alfonso and I. So.
Good.
My sister had I'm sorry, but I had told her recently, and she never knew. And it was around the time I was, like, really out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I had hung around her, and I acted myself, and still she didn't catch it.
That's because, you know, it's the brother-sister thing, you know. He's just different.
Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, oh, he's just different. I knew a lot of guys that were like you.
Yeah.
They weren't gay and stuff, and then when I told her, she freaked out. Apparently, she cried. Yeah, for like 2 weeks, she sent me some email back saying, and nicely, in a way, how I was going to hell.
Oh, nice.
And then another 3 weeks later, I call her up. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm fine with it.
Well, you know,
what about that going to hell stuff, honey?
Sometimes people have to do that. Like my dad, he finally was ready to ask the question. And he said, you know, when he was at, you know, when we're, you know, you're hitchhiking here and there across the country, we don't know exactly what you're doing. And I was going, yeah, that's true. He goes, well, you know, how do we know that some of these people you stay with are homosexual or bisexual? I said, well, some of them are. You? And I said, yeah. And he completely lost it.
No.
Completely freaked out. And, you know, if your mother wants to talk to you, but blah, 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 blah. And he went on for like about 5 minutes. So I was like, oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
He stopped on a dime. Stopped on a dime. Sort of, you know, Mr. Hyde turned back to Dr. Jekyll. Uh-huh. And he says, well, I had to get that out of my system. You're my son and I love you. Do you want to change? And I was like, no. And he said, well, okay, but if you need any help with any of that, just let us know and we'll do what we can. I said, no, it's all good. I mean, it's fine. And he was like, and then he was just totally great.
Great.
And he'd ask me really cute little questions every now and then. You know, do you act different around your gay friends? Or, you know, kind of cute little questions about.
I spend more time on my knee.
Gay sex every now and then.
Yeah.
But he was, yeah, it was sort of. And both of my brothers, one of them was like, well, yeah. And the other one was like, so what?
Isn't it amazing how straight men are so fascinated by gay sex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you straight? You're Scott straight.
Yes, I'm straight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm the one straight guy in the bunch. And unfortunately, I'm not fascinated by gay sex unless it's two women. I guess that's...
Well, exactly.
We still got 24 minutes of show left.
Yeah. That's the old straight fantasy. Okay. Every straight man's fantasy.
Okay, but how... Okay, in terms of gay sex, gay male sex, how is that scary to you?
No, I can't exactly say it's scary. It's obviously intimidating to me to the point where I've never wanted to engage in it.
Okay.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
But,
why? Because it'd be so good?
Exactly. I've always been an underachiever.
There's hope yet, Alex.
Scott, all you have to do is lay back and we'll take care of things.
Sign up any point of view you want. But, no, seriously, it seems like, to me...
On this show? Seriously? Anyway, sorry.
But what you can do is you can get your girlfriend to wear a strap-on.
Well,
I'm serious.
Okay. What was your... What were you saying?
Getting to that point, I mean, itself is still female.
It seems to me that, for me personally, I'm a very open person. I've never even been, like... I see relationships with friends I have who are, say, male as... It's a relationship. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship with a woman.
You care about them. Yeah.
You care about them, exactly. Mm-hmm. You love your friends, don't you?
That's right.
So, I basically look at it as it's simply a sexual choice for me. Okay. I'm just basically not turned on, even by things like oral sex, for example, even from a woman. So, you know what I mean? It's like, that just...
Whatever floats your boat.
If he keeps throwing down the gauntlet like this, someone's going to pick it up.
Well, you know, it's sort of like, because like gay men will have incredibly passionate platonic affairs with women, and I think that straight men have platonic love affairs with their straight friends, with their buddies. The whole idea of sex never comes into it because it's just not the way their minds work.
Right.
But the love is there.
Yeah. I almost know exactly what you're talking about because at the same time, I can identify with so many things in the gay community because I've always felt very in touch with my feminine side. Mm-hmm. I was raised by my mom, you know.
Sure.
I haven't had much of a male figure in my life. I'm just like, at the same time, I can really understand a feminine point of view.
You're what we call straight but not narrow.
There you go.
I was going to say, you know, like some guy here says, you know, I can kind of go either way and usually do. It's like I think I have some insight on the subject. I think a lot of fear that some straight men have about, you know, gay men is the fear is somehow they'll find themselves in a sexual act with another man and they will enjoy it. For me, that's been part of my struggle accepting my bisexuality is that there is a part of, hey, wait a minute, you know, curiosity, I did it, I found I enjoyed it, and something in my brain said, there's something wrong here. But I still fortunate to have that openness that also, like, hey, I'm enjoying it, I'm going to explore this and see what I can learn from it.
It's nice to have a girlfriend that's cool with it, too.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can show her pictures out of Playboy, she can show me pictures out of Playgirl, and we both appreciate it.
Correct.
Yeah.
I slept with one of my mom's friends, and it wasn't a guy. That was fun.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Okay, I came up with a story.
Okay, you came up with what?
I came up with a story here.
Okay.
Out of Florida. It's one of the few things I have on Rotten this past week that dealt with us. A mother's 6-month struggle to deal with her daughter's emotional turmoil uncovered a lesbian affair between her daughter and her daughter's boss. The problem is, the daughter's 16 and her boss
is
33. And all of this was love in the bloom. It was a supersized love. McDonald's. She started a job last summer, and that's where she met her boss, and they became close. And the Tampa Tribune, they're not identifying the daughter. They've, that's the alleged monster in her booking photo. It's going to do that, so I don't think the people who are actually listening to the show hear the feedback that we do.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's just the equipment we have here. You know, they were together for 5 months. She knew what she was doing was wrong, was the alleged victim in this matter. But here's another story. She's so this predator, unlawful sexual activity with a minor and contributing to the delinquency of the minor. And she had $8,000 bail. They don't see what how long she's looking at. But it was 20 to 25 times, and it was all, everyone agrees it was consensual.
Mm.
But because of the age of the alleged victim, she's considered not old enough to consent to it.
Some 16s are almost there, I mean, in terms of, depends. It all depends.
Yeah, forget Florida. I don't think there's any more posts in there for headphones.
Is there? Wait, there's only four.
There's only four. You know, we talked about this last week with, you know, underage sex and
that guy.
With Justin Berry.
Yeah, and then the child pornography thing. You know, also this week, supposedly, Alberto Gonzalez has noticed he's seen a lot of child pornography on the net. A perv.
Quit looking for it.
and you know, so he wants to crack down on this. And he's getting upset with the internet providers for not doing more to stop it.
Mm.
Now, here's the weird thing. He is upset with the internet providers for not cracking down on what this country says is child pornography, which is any picture of someone 18 years of, who's under the age of 18.
Right.
Now, other countries, it is 16, it is 15, it is 13.
Mm-hmm.
That's allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting upset for this. Plus, we're getting upset with some of the companies like Yahoo and Google for following what Chinese government is telling them to censor the content on political means.
Right. There does seem to be some kind of correlation there.
Yeah, my hypocrisy meter was going off again.
Yeah.
That, you know, yes, you know, we're talking, you know, we talk about, you know, the possible victimization of the performers, the models in these.
So are there European sites that are available in the United States, but it's illegal to look at them?
Technically, yes, because in the United States, it's because of that law. That's why you saw, like several years ago, a lot of the adult websites that had very, instead of a .com, you'd see something .dot and then two letters.
Mm.
And that was a foreign country.
Oh, okay.
And so what they were doing is saying, okay, our server, our registration is with this country. We're applicable to their laws.
Right.
So, like the Niue Islands was very big with that. And that's how people try to get away with it. You know, there's other ways you get cutesy with that. You see all these websites that say, you know, something .tv.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with television. It's the island of Tuvalu, who their internet code is TV. So people buy that to get that little cutesy thing. And it's just, that's the way their registry is. So, you know, again, we're going to be seeing, I guess it's, you know, in honor of Edwin Meese, this crackdown now on internet pornography.
Seems sort of inevitable.
On this sort of thing. But, you know, it's one of those things, you know, when we're talking about consensual.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wasn't that long ago in Georgia, 13 years old was perfectly legal.
Sure, sure.
You just had to prove you weren't the first. Delaware was 13. Now all of a sudden it's changed to 16. Was it Canada? I forget what country is having a fight of lowering the age for homosexual sex, sexual consent, to 16 instead of 21 or 18. So we always like to keep an eye on that. You know, make sure we're, you know, they find so many things that we can, since they lost the big thing of getting us in that for legal purposes, 2106, we'll see what else they're trying to get. The gay parents for the Easter egg roll.
Right, that, at the White House.
At the White House, yeah. That whole big stink, then, you know, George and Laura came out with the Katrina kids.
Mm-hmm.
posed with them, and then ran and left.
Well, I mean, I read several versions of the story, and it really didn't seem like they ran. It was, and in fact, they quoted a couple of the gay parents who said it didn't seem all that odd to us because we didn't. It was understood that the people who had the tickets were the ones that were going to get to hang out with the first family, and then everybody else got to come in for the rest of it, and that was the understanding from the get go. So it wasn't like they were someplace they said they were going to be and then they weren't. So I mean, you know, I'm no fan of the Bush family, but I don't think it was this horrendous slap in the face on purpose. I really, you know.
Well, no, I mean, but if
a little trouble getting outraged about that one.
Well, no, it depends. If they in pastures were stay out there for all the kids that came through.
They didn't.
I don't know. I don't know if they've done before, but
it was a very big mixed group of people were the ones without tickets that were just in line later, and it was just it was not just gay parents with their kids. It was this whole big mix of people with their
but
kids.
But no, I'm saying there was the tickets, the kids who got in,
right?
But there was this little beginning ceremony where actually George and Laura were there. That was supposedly, I guess, by invitation only, and they brought up these kids that were, from what I heard, you know, they came up and they thanked
right,
the president
right,
for
sure,
and
sure.
And then, before the egg roll started, the Bushes left. Is what I understand happened.
All I read was quotes by gay parents who didn't seem to be outraged and seemed to think that things rolled along as they thought they would, and that the Bushes were there when they said they would be, and they weren't when the schedule was not changed because gay parents showed up.
Well, okay. Oh,
you know, I think it's outrageous that generally the Bushes have handpicked audiences wherever they go, and you know, all you have to do is disagree with them, much less be gay. So I mean, you know, they basically discriminate against anyone who doesn't agree with them in every single possible way and doesn't look right. So, you know, they're an equal opportunity insulters when it comes to who their handpicked audience is.
And then you run into where they give a press credential out to a woman to be able
to
post in that.
Yeah, they did. Which was sort of cool, actually.
So, I saw something here where they're saying George Michael was blaming Elton John for his problem.
Hey, anybody else got anything to say?
Yeah, come on, pipe in. Unfortunately, I don't have. There's not a lot of stuff this week. It's been a slow week.
It has.
And nothing interesting going on.
I mean, Fred Phelps hasn't been doing anything to call attention to himself.
Oh, he always does.
Speaking of Fred Phelps, the Dalai Lama. Speaking of religious leaders, in this week,
watch out, they spit.
This week, he's they have a quote in the Houston Voice, and it says, "His Holiness is greatly concerned by reports of violence and discrimination against gay, lesbian, and bisexual and transgender people, and urges respect, tolerance, and full recognition of human rights for all." Dalai Lama, in a message to the participants at the World Conference of the International Gay and Lesbian Association. He had said previously that Buddhist scripture prohibits gay sex. So that's wonderful that he clarified that statement, because what he said was very misinterpreted by a lot of people. So it's really good that he came out and said in a very clear way that gay people should have full human rights.
Huh. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Well, so, here's
the anti-gay for Fred Phelps.
Yeah, I tried going to his website, and for some reason, you know, the internet wouldn't go there. Oh.
It wised up
and blacklisted.
Yeah, no, it just for some reason it kind of. Well, I know he's getting out. You know, there was some talk about.
And Peter's like, I can't even stand this crap.
They're talking about a pride parade coming up or a pride festival they're going to be putting in his hometown.
Good.
Sweet.
I mean, there was a lesbian council member that he went after. He even put up one of his mutant family members.
One with six toes and three eyes and, you know, product of inbreeding.
Yeah.
One of those real bad characters in X-Men.
Okay, let's get... Such an easy website to remember there. Push a little gospel preaching ahead button. Maybe he's updating it. You know, it is Sunday.
Where Jimmy should be saying Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday.
After Hours, and I don't even know who's coming up next.
That's true. I'm so used to the Cajun music people coming in, I'm going to miss them.
Yeah. Let's see. Right now he's got, Fred Phelps has got protests at military funerals still.
Oh, you're at GodHatesFags.whatever.com.
Yeah, that's right. He's got his, he's doing all of his military protests. And you know, the one good thing about that is, you know, people start to recognize that he's the idiot that he is.
Oh, yeah.
Because of him going and protesting, you know, military. It's like, well, you know, he's been doing this stuff for a long time. Oh, that's right. We've got two different, I don't know which show it is that's on after us tonight, because it flips between weeks. That's why.
Ah.
Oh.
It depends on the week. Who is?
Oh, well, so they've instated the Wheel of Fortune rule. Just spin it, and that's the show that's on next.
Okay, let's see. This
call
is
5 minutes early. Long enough.
Huh?
To
what?
Laura Palooza and it's rock.
Okay, Laura Palooza. Yeah, see, the second and fourth week, it's Laura Palooza with Laura. The first, third, and fifth, I got to click my heels when I say this, the Misha Schmidt-Ville Domination Happy Hour.
Oh, yeah. that's Stacy. Stacy's wonderful.
She's Rick.
She's the most wonderful curmudgeon in the world.
So.
Curmudgeon in the world.
We got the Mr. Schmidt-Ville Domination Happy Hour.
That's tonight?
Yeah.
No, that'll be okay. Next week.
Yes.
This is Laura Palooza. I'm going to guess this is Laura?
Yes.
Hi. Okay. Welcome. We're the queers.
Well,
if you're not scared yet, just wait.
we bring. How are you? We're doing super. Hi.
Have they warned you about us yet?
No, they haven't.
Oh. We are an eclectic group, and we change quite a bit of the faces every week. So some of us you'll see all the time, some of us you'll see once a month. Some of us, you know, when you close your eyes, it's night, you'll still see us. It's the sad nightmares that come from us.
And, oh, remember, even though we're on Saturdays, Chris, now, if anything bad happens, we're still dead air.
Chris was telling me that he's running on fumes, and as the show ends, I think he's lapsing into delirium here.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's the Night Gallery, radio version of Night Gallery.
Yeah. So, we're coming up here close. I still got a program in.
Actually, sometimes we're lighthearted and laugh and are that too.
But, once again, we are back home where we belong. It's Saturday night.
Right.
And I feel all right. Oh, yes, it's...
Oh, sorry.
God.
And what a first...
Yeah, I went
back
there.
To Saturday night show it is.
And we'll be here next next week when we are here. It will be the Leather Line. I talked with Mr. Smacks earlier in the week, so...
I'm sorry. Wow.
Oh, this. Yes. Now what?
That is my I'm not amused look.
What did you do, Alex?
I started humming Saturday Night Fever.
Once again, it's After Hours. If you want to send us an email, the address is afterhours@kpft.org. You can check out our MySpace at myspace.com/afterhourskpft. Don't forget Queer Music Heritage on Queer Voices on Monday from 8 to 10. Anybody there want to do a last shout out?
Bye.
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 Good night.
I'll catch you in the morning.
We're going to bring up Luke Parkin and wrap it out there. Like I said, you can get our playlist online there. If you want to send us an actual traditional mail, it's 419 Love It, Houston, Texas, 77006. And we will be back next Saturday.
jam in the international style on Music Beyond Borders every Tuesday and Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. KPFT Houston, Texas, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston.
Would you like to hear more of your favorite KPFT programs and less fundraising?
Well, you can, but it's up to you to make it happen. You can help KPFT continue its shift from on-air to silent fundraising by making a pre-drive contribution to KPFT today. You see, we can shorten the on-air drive by one day for every $20,000 we receive.
This year's budget plan includes a short on-air membership drive in August. Instead, we'd like to raise those funds without having to spend more time asking for listener contributions on the air.
By contributing to the Spring Buyback campaign, you help KPFT get closer to the spring drive goal of $330,000. And when we reach that goal, we'll be closer to eliminating the summer drive.
So please, send your gift or make a secure contribution online at kpft.org.
Your contribution will go a long way in ensuring the ongoing operation of KPFT and the service this station provides to you and other listeners like you.
Thank you for your continued and generous support of KPFT Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.